Now, look, I believe that, you know, if this were to happen in our lifetime, and there's people out there who believe in the pre-trib rapture, you know, they're in for a rude awakening, obviously. And, you know, I like to meet some of them during that time. While we're all high, I'm going to be like, huh? You know what I'm going to say, right? I told you. Oh, but preacher, what? Oh, what was that again? Can you help me find where we're at right now? Because I can help you find it really easily. It's called Revelation 6. Oh, I thought you were going to be gone by now. You know, it's just like, hey, where's your clothes, buddy? Or just walk around and be like, what are you looking for? Your clothes, because I thought you were supposed to be raptured by now or something, you know? I might tease them a little bit, you know? And then be like, all right, all is forgiven. All right, let's try to survive now, all right? You know, but here's the thing is that there's a ton of people out there who believe in the pre-tribulation rapture who are very much righteous people. Amen. They're right with God. They love the Lord. They read the Bible. They pray. They seek to live holy lives. They win souls to Christ. They preach righteousness. They preach against sin. You know, they love the Lord. They're just wrong about this. Okay? I believe that those people are actually going to be spared during this time. Now, they're going to be humbled over the fact that they were wrong, but they will survive. Why will they survive? I'll tell you why. Because they're righteous people. If they're living righteously is what I'm referring to. And I guarantee you, there's going to be people who believe in the post-trib, pre-wrath rapture who are not right with God, who are living in sin, they're living in fornication, they're living in drunkenness, they're just involved with the cares of this life, and they will not survive. Why? Because God specifically tells us if you allow yourself to be overcharged with these things, it will come upon you unawares. Now, I'm going to say something right now that's probably going to offend a lot of people in here. Those of you who just are all about the news and what new conspiracies out there, you're asleep, my friend. You, my friend, are asleep at the wheel. Oh, that went over like a screen door in a submarine. You're asleep at the wheel. If you place more of an emphasis on world affairs, no, I just think that, you know, knowing about world affairs, that's what's being awake. Not according to the Bible. Not according to what God says. Are we going to impose our own definition of what the Bible says? Now, look, if you need to know what's on the news, then so be it. But may it not so overcome you in such a way that you're not even concerned with spiritual matters anymore. Right. Where it kind of takes a preeminent, it takes a front seat, and the Bible takes a back seat. Hey, when you know more about what happened in the news today than what you read in your Bible, how about that? When you know all the doctrines of the politics and every nook and cranny of every controversy and every conspiracy, but you don't know anything about this book, you're asleep, my friend. You are NyQuil'd up. You're asleep. Don't let this conspiracy theory, you know, conservative right-wing group out there on the internet try to fool you into thinking that the way you can stay awake is by knowing all of the, you know, the dark web stuff. Ghislaine Maxwell and everything that's going on with her, and make sure you know what's going on with all the pedophilia rings. And look, folks, be wise concerning good, simple concerning evil. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Yeah, right. Awake to righteousness, the Bible says. It doesn't say awake to what's going on in the news. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not. He doesn't say awake to the news. He says, for some have not the knowledge of God. He says, some have not the knowledge of the Republican Party or something. I mean, I know I'm making a lot of people mad about this one. But I'm not here to just, you know, help you and promote you in your conservative values and your Republican Party and your QAnon nonsense. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that? You know, the Q conspiracies and all this. I'm not here to help you with that. I'm here to preach the Bible. Amen. And I'm not going to redefine what it is to be awake in the Lord. Amen. Those are the people who are going to suffer the consequences of end times because they're unaware. They're not being watchful. Okay? Being watchful doesn't mean just know every about every wrong in this world, about all the politics, and is Trump going to be reelected, and, you know, in the next couple years, and all that. If you want to know that, that's on you. But may it never take a front seat where the Bible takes a back seat. We ought to look at the Bible, look at the world through the lens of the Word of God, okay? Not look at the Word of God through the lens of what's going on in the world. Oh, I see what's going on in the world. Let me try to fit into what's going on here in the Bible. No, folks. We're supposed to have a spiritual lens, right? And view the world through the light in light of the Bible. I know I just made a lot of people mad, but, you know, it needs to be said. It needs to be said. And look, it's these same people who probably believe we're in the tribulation right now. Let me just step on these toes real quick. Same people who believe that we're in the tribulation right now. How do you know we're not in the tribulation? I don't know, because I've like ate today. Because like Christians are not yet being put to death. Yeah, but there's like wars and rumors of wars. There's always been wars and rumors of wars. That's why in the Bible, even though the Antichrist comes out in the first seal, we actually don't know the identity of the Antichrist until he rises from the dead. Because there's wars and rumors of wars. There's famines all throughout history. There's probably some famine going on right now in the world. So we can't know for sure until the Antichrist receives a deadly wound to the head and his deadly wound is healed. And he proclaims himself to be God. Folks, there's people, and I'm sure there's saved people who buy into this nonsense. But there's people who are not saved that not only buy into it, they purchase stock into that nonsense as well. These are the same people who say that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Yeah, right. Fools. Yeah. What a nonsensical thing to say. That the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Oh, it messes with your DNA though. Yeah, but your soul's not made out of DNA. The mark of the beast damns your soul to hell. Right. And look, I'm against the vaccine. Amen. I don't encourage anybody to take it. But there is no vaccine so potent that it cuts into the inner recesses of the heart, it divides soul and spirit and joints in the marrow or something, and just damns your soul to hell. It's not there.